February 2011, and I'm in contact for the launch of their new spring season, the launch of their Queer Arts Festival, and I'm sat with Kasim, their latest artist in residence, who's going to be working in and around the building for the next year. Kasim, can you tell me what's happening tonight, what you're launching, and where things are going to go over the next 12 months?
The show that's up at the Contact at the moment is called Prodigal Son, but it's got a visual arts strand, which is photography-based, a series of 12 photographs entitled I Am Mute with Love, and they are a take on James Joyce and Dubliners. I spent a year in Dublin as a part of a residency. I got very consumed by Joyce's narratives, and I wanted to look at that in the context of migration of new communities in Dublin. And a lot of these images are responding to a group of beauty pageant contestants who I spent a lot of time with, who were transgendered Filipino girls working in the harp area of Dublin. So these images kind of look at notions of beauty and longing and transformation, and also ultimately the idea of being in one place but desiring to be in another.
Do you think that's a symptom of artists and LGBT communities being in one place but wanting to be in another?
Yeah, I mean, issues around longing and yet not belonging has always been a constant narrative within queer work or LGBT work. I like the term queer because I find it very inclusive, and it becomes much more about a politic and an aesthetic and a methodology around the way you construct your artistic practice, as opposed to your personal orientation or your person. In the world that we are living in, where everything is kind of blurring and bleeding into one another, I don't really see why anybody who is not necessarily LGBT couldn't subscribe to the term queer and feel comfortable and legitimate within that. On the other hand, I'm absolutely not dismissing the prejudice and the issues that young people go through when they do discover and rediscover their sexualities. And that's the work that I've been doing with Albert Kennedy Trust and El Gym in Manchester.
That's taken the shape of the Urban Shrines project, which is showing in the Contact Bar space. Tell me a little bit about how that took shape, who's involved, and what you hope the work's achieved.
Sure. I think as one grows older, we sort of tend to lose touch with what's happening with young people in terms of the issues and dilemmas that they're facing. We tend to assume that they're relatively the same as they were with us. And I think with every generation, there is that difference. And I wanted to kind of, I've always liked to touch base with the main pertinent issues around my work on a grassroots level in terms of understanding what queer LGBT identity is for young people. And I think the project evolved through a lot of conversations around personal identity, but it wasn't necessarily about sexual identity. It was about familial identity and ideas of migration and living in new environments and reclaiming or rediscovering new terms to address one's own self and desire. So I think the work that we're seeing in the bar was conceptual portraits that were very much in the hands of the young people that I worked with.
But that's not just the two exhibitions that are happening in Contact at the minute that's part of your work here, is there? It's spreading out over a whole 12 months residency.
Sure. I'm going to be working with Contact very closely, even though I'll be traveling a lot during the year. I've got a blog on the Contact website where I'll be posting a piece called Friday Confessions, where every Friday I make these confessions as part of my journey in sort of reevaluating, you know, my own practice and what this residency and what this space is kind of giving me and what I want to give back to that space.
Where are your travels going to take you?
All over the place, I hope. You'll get those clues in the blogs and the video blog as to where I am. But I think, you know, as far Southeast Asia to maybe the States and certainly European countries as well.
How do you see that tying in with what's going to be happening in Contact?
At the end of the year, there will be a premiere of a new body of work in 2012 with Queer Contact, where I'll be showcasing, if not the work in its entirety, but certainly work in progress.
How long are the exhibitions in Contact for people to come and see?
Until the end of April, possibly May. But there will be traces of the work throughout the year, and I'll certainly be doing a lot of work around on the space, things to take away, possibly video blogs, posts, all kinds of things. So let's see what the year holds.